This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
This week on the Live Feed, we interview a musician who's been playing instruments since the sixth grade. Reverend Eddie Danger is indeed a reverend and plays a wide variety of instruments, including an assortment of woodwind instruments, the guitar, the piano, the organ, the saxophone, the ukulele, and the didgeridoo. Reverend Eddie talks about his experiences at Boats and Bluegrass Festival in Winona, having played there for all 6 years since the festival began. He also discusses an ongoing project with Dr. Bob, a puppeteer from the Winona area. This puppet show includes music and puppet stories about pirates and mermaids and sea hags. Oh my! The Reverend also talks about his love for Winona and said he believes he's played more shows in Winona than in any other town. Reverend Eddie then plays a set along with the Reverend Eddie Danger Trio. We go now to the Acoustic Cafe in downtown Winona.
Hello, my name is Lisa Ostrander, and you guys are listening to the Live Feed, and we are here with Eddie Danger.
Hi, my name is Reverend Eddie Danger, and happy to be in Winona. I play an assortment of instruments. I play a lot of woodwinds, flutes and things, and then I also play guitar, ukulele, banjo, piano, and organ.
Very wide variety.
Yep.
Definitely. I always love hearing the ukulele in there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a big fan.
Yeah. I also play the didgeridoo, which people like that.
Absolutely.
Quite a bit. Yep.
When did you first start playing music?
In sixth grade, started playing alto saxophone in the school band, and I played through up until high school. And then in high school, my freshman year, I played in the jazz band. And then I was asked to leave because I guess I wasn't a very good student.
It's okay. I used to be a music minor and I dropped that because I wasn't a very good theory student. So I was
a music dropout that kind of stayed with music.
That's good, though. You didn't give up on it.
No, I did for many years, actually.
Yeah.
And then when I was 21, I went to the last Grateful Dead concert at Soldier Field. And just had a really amazing time, and there was a lot of drum circles going on and things like that, and it just really sparked my interest to get back into music, and I went and bought a drum and started going to drum circles.
That's definitely a good way to get back into music, is just by surrounding yourself with musicians, people that love music.
Yeah, people that love it and just want to play and create it. And it's one thing to listen to music, it's another to actually be a part of it and be engaged by it that way.
When did you start playing live shows, and when did you join with the three gentlemen that you're playing with tonight?
The trio, yeah. Well, let's see. My first show was in Olympia, Washington, and I was a student there. I was going to college at the Evergreen State College, and I was going to school for performance art and learning about recording, and decided, well, if I'm going to play music, I better start going out and getting gigs. So then I was solo, and I was known for doing a lot of looping, live loop sampling. And
okay. Mostly guitar?
Guitar and vocals, too. Okay. And so for many years, I did that as the Reverend Eddie Danger solo. And then I guess I've been playing on and off with many different people. Anybody who wants to play music that I can get along with, and we find a connection. So I've probably played as the collective band. There's probably been about 30 different people that have either recorded or played live with me
in the last
10 years.
I bet you learn a lot of different things, too, from playing with different people.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Everyone I play with gives me a free lesson.
Yeah, you know, they just have their own little tricks for things.
Tricks and
styles.
What
would you describe your style or your music genre as?
Yeah, I would say it's genre bending, in that I had a side project for a while called Danger Grass. That was kind of my take on... It was my take on bluegrass music, and so I did two albums of Danger Grass, and then I have got four Reverend Eddie Danger albums, and then my latest CD, which is it's called Cannonball, and it's all sea songs and songs about the sea. So
still kind of relating to the bluegrass. realm?
No, it's got some reggae in it and some Celtic flair. We're just all over the board, and so we have bluegrass and reggae and funk and rock and roll. And so now we're kind of going away from the bluegrass style and getting more into kind of an acoustic rock. But the easiest way to say it is that we're Americana. And then sometimes we like to say that we're experimental Americana.
There we go.
And if you put them both together, it's Asperamicana.
Asperamicana.
Yeah.
I like it. Making your own genre.
Yeah.
Some of your seafaring stuff is a commission piece with Dr. Bob for puppet shows. Do you want to explain a little bit about that?
Sure. So Dr. Bob is a good friend of mine. And actually,
Winona resident, by the way.
Yeah. The first tour I ever did was with T. Galexi. And we did an Iowa tour, 2 weeks in Iowa in February. And this was, gosh, maybe in, must have been 2001, maybe? It was a long time ago.
Touring Iowa in February,
yeah.
That's got to be pretty intense.
Yeah, I remember
there was
starting to melt the snow more than up north, for sure.
Well,
there were robins, and so it was cool that way. But so we started that tour in Winona at the Green Lantern, and that's where I met Dr. Bob. He used to own that diner, coffee shop, venue.
And do you know what that is now? Or?
It's the music store down that way.
Oh, Hart's Music Store?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So that used to be called the Green Lantern, and that was the first venue I ever played in on my first tour. I met him then and found out I just loved his puppeteering and his marionettes and his stick puppets. And so my Winona claim to fame is that I played every Boats and Bluegrass Festival. So I played all six of them.
Did you have a good time?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, always. It's my favorite festival of the year for sure. So Tom from Boats and Bluegrass, he knew I was writing these seafaring songs and wanted to know if I would want to work with Dr. Bob on creating puppets to match some of the characters in the song. So we have like a sea hag and Poseidon and mermaids. He came and did some shows with us. Yep, we played the world's largest renewable energy fair. We headlined that this last summer.
And if those of you listeners have never seen Dr. Bob's puppet shows, they are definitely amusing and very creative, and the puppets are so, I don't even know how to describe them. They're just very, what's the word?
Lifelike.
Lifelike, yeah. Lifelike, and they have so much character.
Yeah, they're very, it's creative genius.
Let's delve into your CDs.
I've 10. I just released my 10th CD, which is the Cannonball CD that I've been working with Dr. Bob on.
Okay.
Our CD release party was at the last Boats and Bluegrass Festival.
Okay. And do you record a lot of your own CDs then? Or?
Yep. Our bass player right now has a studio, Snailish Records, snailishrecords.com. And see, I think the last 5 albums we've gone through his studio.
And the other 5?
They were recorded at the Big Rock Studio, 3 of them, which is in central Wisconsin. Basically, more than a home recording studio, but less than a professional one. And then my first album I recorded in my living room in Trout Lake, Washington.
Yeah. So you've lived in a lot of different places throughout your life?
Yes, definitely.
Where did you grow up then?
I grew up in just north of Chicago, Illinois. Yep.
And you're currently in Stevens Point?
Yep. Right in the middle of Wisconsin.
And how did you end up in Stevens Point?
I went to school there for a little while, and I just really liked it. They've got a lot of good things happening, a really strong local food movement. And
that's exciting.
Yeah.
Winona is definitely delving into that a lot more recently, too.
Great.
So. What do you like about playing shows live?
I like connecting with people and putting something I've created out there so someone else can have an opinion about it, I guess. Whether it's good or bad, I just feel like I'm always creating something or writing or making music or painting. And the best thing to do with art is to share it.
Would you say that some of your art creating is meditational for you?
Yeah, you know, it helps me work through emotions. Like, there's some songs that I can't play when I'm in a good mood because I wrote it when I was in a really bad place. Picking a set list is always an art form, and I rarely use the same set list twice and try to cater it to what I think my audience will enjoy.
Do you often play a lot of songs that are more recent?
We mix it up. We have kind of three separate sets that we play. We have the Cannonball set, which is the seafaring songs with Dr. Bob. Then we have the Danger Grass set, which is more bluegrassy and sing-along, kind of good-timey, old-timey stuff. And then we have the Reverend Eddie Danger Trio music, which is more kind of singer-songwriter meets rock and roll roots Americana.
And that's what we're going to be hearing today, right?
Yep, tonight.
So is there a theme that you live and play music by? Or?
Celebrating creativity and always just kind of allow yourself to create something and not worry about what people think or consequences and just expression.
Are you guys on tour right now?
No, we're just doing these two shows this weekend, and we slow down our touring schedule a lot in the wintertime and focus on writing and recording.
That's with a lot of bands.
Yep. It's just in the northern climate like this, it's really hard on gear. And I mean, it's still warm out right now, but come January, it's like if your guitar is in your trunk or a trailer, it's frozen when you get to a gig and you have to like let it warm up, or you can't play it right away because it might crack.
So it's a nice profession to be in the Midwest for, because you can kind of like hibernate for 4 or 5 months and work on your music.
Mm-hmm.
Or work your day job, one of the two. When is your next show? Do you guys have any shows planned before winter after this?
We do a winter ball in central Wisconsin that we play in December, usually around the solstice, and we'll do a New Year's show. And actually, we're playing New Year's in Decorah, Iowa with Mike Maccabee. And then we don't have anything scheduled. We're also really trying to get together a movie for these seafaring songs and the puppet show and kind of do like a concept album movie and then submit that to film festivals like the Frozen River Film Festival. And
there's so much going on in this town.
Yeah. I love this town.
It's a little
really
gem
do.
Hidden yep. away.
I actually think that I played music more in this town than any other town in the Midwest. It's just got a great music scene. It's got really great people.
I'm surprised sometimes when people will travel from, I mean, we've had groups from California or groups that are traveling all the way up to Buffalo, New York.
And
it's
just,
it's really cool.
There's always been a number of venues.
Mm-hmm. And I moved down here from the city, so coming here I wasn't expecting this music.
Oh, yeah.
Scene.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you get together with the trio guys when you're not on tour? Or?
Yes, we try to rehearse at least once a week, which is new for us because our bass player was not living in town. He was living about an hour away.
What is one of the most embarrassing moments as a group or individual that you've had while performing?
Embarrassing moments?
Yeah, these are always the most fun.
Oh, yeah. I don't really have any. Oh, actually, one time in Door County we were playing, and I was not sure how I got down there, but I was playing and I must have tripped, but I fell, and I just, instead of falling forward, I just decided to sit, you know, as quickly as possible, and so I just sat on the ground, and everybody's looking for me, wondering where I went, you know, and they look down, they're like, what are you doing on the ground? That was a little embarrassing, I guess, but I don't have any rock star stories, really, about embarrassment.
That's okay. You know, that maybe that means that you're more self-confident. You know? Moments that may be embarrassing to other people just, it's a little tick on the belt.
Yeah. I find that people want you to succeed when you're on stage. And if you're embarrassed a little bit, I think you become real to people, and you become a person and less of this person on stage that's an icon or whatever, you know, or just a figure. And so you become real in embarrassing moments, and I think people actually appreciate that.
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm. I know as an audience member, when I know that they missed a note or screwed up something, I'm like, oh man, that totally didn't affect the song. I hope they don't dwell on that.
Right.
For sure. How about a specific highlight of playing shows? A specific time that you had just an all-around good time? I suppose you talked about Bolts and Bluegrass a little bit earlier.
Yeah, you know, that was a really good moment for me this year, playing there for the sixth time, and I received my Boats and Bluegrass Lifetime Achievement Award.
Woo!
Yeah. And it was my 10th CD release party. So that was a big moment for me. So it's just great to be back in Winona again.
Is there anything else that you would like to add? Or?
Thanks for listening.
Fantastic. Thanks for being here with us. I appreciate it.
Yeah. This instrument is a ukulele. It's a little guitar. I could use a little guitar in the monitor. Thank you.
having fortunes. A moose for a smile. Girls made of curls. She's got a star for her nose. And she says goodbye. But she means hello. And she wears a sundress. And the sundress is her. And she'll take it off. Because it's what she prefers. Sundresses, dirty feet and a tan. I love sundresses. Well, you know I'm a fan. I love sundresses, dirty feet and a tan. I love sundresses. Well, you know. Strange, she said, I always
this way. The room there where she had more roots than branches, so I gave her my number on a book of matches she took with her to pass the time. A birder's handbook, a field guide, black eyed Susan couldn't sew up her holes on a patchy bird, a dark eyed junco.
We got interviewed today. Actually, I got interviewed before the show by a local radio station, and they asked me what my most embarrassing moment on stage was. And I just came up with a lame one, and I couldn't think of one. I told them about how I fell down on stage and just sat there, and you guys didn't know where I went until you looked on the ground. And that wasn't really even embarrassing. It was just the first thing I could think of. But so truly, though, now that I've had some time to think about it, two summers ago, we played a wedding, and there was a pig roast. And so I wanted to see this whole pig being cooked up, so I went over to the guy who was doing it, and I was like, so there's a whole pig in there, huh? And he's like, yeah, you want to see it? And he pulls up the thing, and I said, whoa, look at that. Does anybody ever eat the eyeball?
And he takes his knife and he stabs the pig right in the eye and like slurps out the eyeball. And he's like, oh yeah, people love it. They eat it all the time. You should try it. It's like, well, he's like, and everyone's kind of looking at me wondering if I'll do it. And it's like, okay, fine. And so I eat this eyeball and it slips down, tasted like gravy. And he goes, hey, Johnny, this guy just ate an eyeball. Nobody's ever done that. So that was a little embarrassing. Technically, I was not on stage, though. Life is a stage.
Just a matter of perspective. Future, past, and future present is as a whole. Sunny days, hardly cloudy. Feel its rays. Rock me steady, rocking chair. Smooth and easy, smell the air. Sweet and breezy, oh, I need, I care.
That's a good question, I think. Or another way to put it is, who cares?
We would like to thank Reverend Eddie Danger for giving us his time, and also him and the trio for giving us an excellent performance. Be sure to tune in on Friday for another episode of The Live Feed.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM. On the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, Visit us at kqal.org.